Welcome to Just a Minute. Thank you. Hello. My name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it's my huge pleasure to welcome our many listeners, not only in this country, but throughout the world, but also to welcome to the programme four dynamic, talented, and humorous personalities who are going to play Just a Minute. And they are seated on my right. We welcome back a very clever Irish comedian and a brilliant writer, that's Owen O'Neill. And seated beside him, someone who's played the game more times than anyone of us can remember, because he was right from the start, Clement Freud. And seated on my left, brilliant writer, raconteur, and all-round good egg, that is Marcus Brigstock. And another distinguished writer, and that is Giles Brandreth. Would you please welcome all four of them? Beside me sits Trudy Stevens, who's going to help me with the score. She'll blow a whistle when the 60 seconds have elapsed. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the Hay Festival and Hay on Wye. And we have a very excited, animated festival audience in front of us as we start the show with Clement Freud, and who better? Clement, the subject in front of me is A Month of Sundays. You have 60 seconds starting now.
If you wanted to become very fat, I can think of no better way than eating Sundays for a whole month. Personally, I prefer banana splits, but Sundays can be fashioned of almost any fruit with ice cream and also concoctions such as jelly, but raspberries, strawberries, blackberries, blueberries, blaberries, whortleberries, apples,
Giles, your challenge.
Two of those berries are separate words.
Which ones?
The last two that he mentioned.
No, raspberries, blueberries, strawberries. No, they're all
myrtleberries, and there was one more.
Myrtleberries, you're right.
Yeah.
Myrtleberries are two words.
And there was another berries earlier, you see.
Was there? Well, then that's the correct challenge, Charles.
That's the way it goes.
Well, listen.
But I hadn't said berries. I hadn't said berries on their own before.
Yes, you had. Right at the beginning. A whole variety of berries, and then you began to list them. Then you got to the myrtle berries, which is two words.
They don't even like you.
It's because I like you so much that I'm hanging on your very lips, on your every word.
Well picked up, Giles, anyway. So you have a correct challenge. You get a point for that, of course. You take over the subject. There are 35 seconds available, and the subject is A Month of Sundays.
A Month of Sundays is indeed what Billy Bunter would have dreamed of. Yaroo! Oh, crikey, I say, you chaps. The ice cream has just arrived. Oh, berry, berry, maybe the result if I eat.
So, Clement, you challenge.
Were those separate words?
No.
In the Oxford English Dictionary, it's one word. In Chambers, there is a hyphen.
And if you're in Africa, of course, it's a disease. All right, Clement, a correct challenge. You have 23 seconds. You take back the subject of A Month of Sundays starting now.
A Month of Sundays is normally supposed to infer that it's gone on for a long time. Much, too much.
Marcus, who challenged?
Yes, a repetition of much.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed, yes. And 16 seconds are still available for you, Marcus, to take over the subject of A Month of Sundays starting now.
I can think of nothing more awful than an entire month of Sundays. I mean, for one thing, there'd be absolutely nothing to read in the newspapers, since they're always full of drivel on a Sunday. When they come through the door, you open them up and about 15 tons of crap falls down on your foot.
In this game, whoever is speaking as the whistle goes gains an extra point, and it was Marcus Brigstock on this occasion. So at the end of the round, he has 2 points. Giles has one, Clement has one. Owen is yet to speak, but he's going to start now, as he will start the next round, and it is Offa's Dyke. So will you tell us something about... I don't know why it makes you laugh. It's a very well-known place. Owen, tell us something about it in this game, starting now.
Offa's Dyke, as we all know, is the lesbian wife of the mad Welsh poet Offa's Head. During the 1960s, they were thrown out of England for their hedonistic lifestyle, and they moved to Hay-on-Wye, which was then the gay capital of Powys. And judging by...
Marcus.
Given how much I was enjoying it and how much the audience liked it as well, I now regret buzzing in at all. However, There was something of a hesitation.
No, there wasn't. He was going with style. And the audience were loving it. No, 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 no. No, I think that's an incorrect challenge. So, you've got another point. You haven't got another point. You've got your first point. And you've got 41 seconds, and you continue on Offa's Dyke, Owen, starting now.
Offa's Dyke. They moved from... Yes, well, that is a hesitation. I just wanted to let Marcus know what a hesitation was like, and that's...
Thank you very much.
Yes, because once you're interrupted, sometimes it's difficult to get going again. This time it was Giles who challenged first, right? Hesitation, yes.
Yes, indeed, hesitation.
Right, 37 seconds available. Giles, Offa's Dyke starting now.
I am not interested in the sexual orientation of Offa's friends. The kind of offer that interests me would concern a bog-off. Buy one, get another free. When I look for an offer, it is a bargain that I am seeking.
Marcus, you're...
Yes, deviation. That would not be a bog-off. If it's get another free, it would be a bog-aff at that point.
A very clever challenge. 26 seconds. Offa's Dyke with you, Marcus, starting now.
I have been advised that Offa's Dyke is the thing which divides the Welsh and the English. However, I'm not convinced that this is true. I think Anne Robinson is the main obstacle in that particular instance. However, there are also other things which differentiate those...
Giles challenge.
Tradition of things.
Yes, one of the things before. You had more one things in that one. So, well, listen, Giles, 11 seconds available for you. Offa's Dyke starting now.
The division between England and Wales is an extraordinary thing. To come...
Owen challenge.
Overacting.
Owen, there's nothing about... You can overact if you like, but we enjoyed the challenge so much, and so did the audience. We give you a bonus point for that. But I'm afraid Giles was interrupted. He can overact if he likes. I must explain to our listeners, he really was overacting, actually. He was making flamboyant gestures as if he was in some production of Shakespeare somewhere. But anyway, you have 8 seconds and a point, of course, because it's an incorrect challenge. Offa's Dyke with you, Giles, starting now.
When I played Hamlet, of course, they threw eggs at me. I went on as the moody dame came off as omelette. It was a humiliation. Dropping Offa's Dyke...
Well, Giles, the audience enjoyed the overacting, and you were speaking as the whistle went. Gained the extra point, and you got into a strong lead there. You're 2 ahead of Marcus, and 3 ahead of Owen, and 4 ahead of Clement. And Giles, we'd like you to begin the next round. A bad apple. Can you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
A bad apple is the title of a play that I went to see in Hereford once upon a time, starring that great English actor Sir Donald Wolfit, before your time, Marcus, but a distinguished player of the old school. He played the title role of...
Owen challenge.
I think it's a repetition of time.
Yes, before your time.
Well, before your time is a phrase, contains 3 words, before, your, and time. No repetition within it.
No. No, you repeated the word time.
Oh, did I?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and the audience agrees. There you are, you see. We have endorsement from the audience. You can't go against them. You will be embarrassed.
I don't want to go against them.
Right.
Very attractive group
Owen.
Of human beings. Highly intelligent and physically arousing.
Seeing as I'm sitting at the same table, I would like to confirm that Giles is now physically aroused. Right.
So sweet of you to notice. This never happens at home.
That's why I moved it out.
It's amazing that your physical arousement should make the audience laugh. So that's... I don't know what that says about you, Giles, but anyway. Owen, you had a correct challenge. You have 49 seconds. Tell us something about a bad apple, starting now.
A bad apple obviously spoils the barrel. This is what they tell you. And this means that when you have a barrel of apples, you
Clement
can...
Clement Floyd
challenge. 2 thises.
This, yes.
They were big tests.
It's a tough one, but it's correct. So, yes. Clement, you have a correct challenge. 42 seconds, a bad apple starting now.
I thought Dyke van Dyke was a bad apple. Really, in every way, not a particularly good actor in far too many shows. Switch on television and there was this bad apple... shouting at you, and it must surely be time for someone to blow a whistle.
I'm surprised no one challenged you for the Dyke van Dyke.
Well, it was deviation.
That was deviation, yes.
It was also slanderous, I think, and On behalf of Mr. Van Dyke's lawyers, I'm interrupted.
But what is your challenge, actually?
Within deviation, the hesitation, a desire for the whistle to be blown, me not having one available and therefore pressing the buzzer.
You only have one challenge.
That's the one I'm choosing.
A composite challenge, but you're going for deviation, are you? All right, you have it. 22 seconds, a bad apple with you, Giles, starting now.
A bad apple is a horrible person who really spoils everything, ruins one's life. The parliamentary parties are all loaded with these people. Loyalty means nothing to them. When I was a member of parliament, I was faithful. Yes.
You're in challenge.
Is it a repetition of parliament?
No.
No, no, didn't hear that before.
Political parties are loaded
political
with
parties.
And I was a member of parliament.
Carry on.
Yeah. A bad apple, still with you, Giles, and you have and you only have only 4 seconds available, starting now.
People said that John Major was a bad apple, but he was very sweet, dressed so well, and indeed...
Giles Brandreth was speaking as the whistle went. Again, the next point, and he's increased his lead at the end of that round. Marcus Brigstock, will you begin the next round? Something very topical today, a carbon footprint. 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
The carbon footprint is a thing which exercises many of the people here at the Hay Festival. It's very important, if you want to measure your carbon footprint, to travel to America on a large plane where they will then tell you exactly how large it is. You then...
Ah, oh, Giles' challenge.
Repetition of large.
Yes, you had the large before, yes. Large. So, Giles, another point to you, and you have the subject in 45 seconds. Carbon footprint starting now.
Getting to Hay-on-Wye today, my footprint was very light because I came by train and was held up by other passengers. It was so crowded. I walked all the way between two rugby enthusiasts who said, are you the fellow with the silly jumpers? Can't remember your name, and poked me with their fingers. They wished to go to...
Challenge.
Slight hesitation?
Yes, there was a hesitation there. He demonstrated...
I said slight hesitation.
There was, because I was hesitating whether to share with people the full horror of what had happened on the train.
That's exactly it. It sounded to me like you weren't sure whether you were actually being poked by their fingers or not.
Yes. You were sharing something anyway, so, yes, Owen, benefit of the doubt, hesitation, 25 seconds, carbon footprint starting now.
I don't believe that there is such a thing as carbon footprint. Whenever I was a lad, there was no such thing as an environment. Thing!
Yeah.
About thing today, I don't know why.
Giles.
A repetition of such things.
Yes, you had a first one in 19 seconds. Back with you, Giles. Carbon footprint starting now.
Is it real, the carbon footprint? When I was a child, we feared that there was going to be a nuclear bomb.
Challenge.
You just nicked my material. I've just done that bit.
I know. he can still pinch it if he wants to. But Owen, we enjoyed your interruption. Give him bonus point. Giles. I'll tell you one thing, Owen, you've got the audience with you, and you have a point for being interrupted, and you have 15 seconds, carbon footprint starting now.
As a wee boy, we took a piece of carbon paper and cut it out in the shape of our footprint, put it inside the shoe on top of blotting paper, then stepped into it and wondered if we would faint. It was a kind of rumour that went around the school that this is what would happen to you. The origin of the carbon footprint, in my case...
Well, once again, Giles Brandreth was speaking as the whistle went and has creased his lead ahead of all the others and all the others, only three others. Clement Freud, will you take the next round? The subject is a trick of the light. Give us some thoughts on that. 60 seconds available, starting now.
The light presumably refers to the King's Own Yorkshire Light Infantry, often called coily, or a bad word in Indian...
Owen challenge.
Hesitation?
I think there was, yes.
Oh, I've lost them now completely.
You can lose them very rapidly, actually, yes. So tell us something about a trick of the light, Owen, in 50 seconds, starting now.
A trick of the light is when you look at someone and you think they're beautiful, but they're not. That's what I think it means. I was looking at a man one day and...
Looking, yes. Well, listen, Clement, it's back with you. A trick of the light, 42 seconds, starting now.
The great thing about the light and their trick was that when they went to war, they faced backwards. It was not a particularly good trick of the night, but certainly one which outperformed the Duke of Cornwall's light infantry and that of many other regiments, not the 51st and the 105th, which, of course, is the significant... That was a hesitation.
Yes, and Giles was in first. On hesitation, Giles, 17 seconds, a trick of the light, starting now.
When I got up this morning, I went into the bathroom and looked in the mirror and thought, this really is rather fetching. And my wife came in and said, darling, it is a trick of the light. The bulb has gone. You can't see yourself. You are old and ugly. Now, I happen to think that 60 is the new 40, and a trick of the light in this particular tent makes me feel new.
Yes. Talking about the trick of the light, if some of our listeners can hear strange noises, it's not emanating from the players, it's emanating from the wind, which is rousing this tent in which we're housed for this show here at the Hay Festival. So what's the situation? Giles is speaking with the whistle wind again, and he's increased his lead again. Owen, we'd like you to begin the next round. Dorothy Parker, what a good subject to talk on. 60 seconds, starting now.
Dorothy Parker.
Hesitation.
It was a hesitation, wasn't there? I have to be fair.
I think it's harsh. You think it's harsh, the man in the check shirt? The audience are on my side. I've got them back.
You have got them back, but I still have to play by the rules of just a minute. And I did give you the benefit of the doubt and hesitation against Clement, so I've now redressed the balance. Clement has it against you now.
Absolutely.
Clement, there are 50... Oh, gosh, there are full 58 and a half seconds.
That was the 1.5.
Yes, that was the 1.5, right. And the subject is Dorothy Parker. We've yet to hear anything about her. So, Clement, would you start now?
My favourite story about Dorothy Parker is when she went to a party and on the way out, having an awful lot of drink, she found a bowl of seals.
Clement, Owen's challenge.
That was a hesitation.
It was, and he had a jolly, jolly good story coming up too, yes.
Did he? Oh, well, forget it then.
No.
Just, we're recording it. Pretend I haven't said it.
No, we might record. That was a correct challenge. Shall we give you a point for a correct challenge?
Okay.
But I'm going to be generous and leave it with Clement, because we want to hear the story.
No way.
Clement doesn't want to be generous and keep it then. You have the point, Owen, and you have 50 seconds. Dorothy Parker, starting now.
Dorothy Parker.
Clement, challenge.
Deviation.
Why?
I thought we were talking about Dorothy Parker.
Yeah. And your hesitation is because he started on time.
He didn't hesitate.
That's right.
That was the deviation.
But Clement, each time he started, he hasn't always hesitated, so that's not actually deviation.
No, very quick.
But it was a very good tempo.
It's very complicated, this game, isn't it? Right.
Give Clement a bonus point because we enjoyed his interruption, but Owen was interrupted. He gets a point for that. He has Dorothy Parker still, and he has 49 seconds starting now.
Dorothy Parker was well known for her caustic wit and barbed tongue. She also liked Englishmen. She was married to Parker from Thunderbirds for a long time. And she was also had an affair with Nicholas Parsons, and she said he was very good, but he could only last just a minute, but he could do it. Hesitation, repetition, and deviation. In the 1960s, Dorothy Parker got very drunk one night and she went to Nicholas Parsons.
Right. Giles, you interrupted there.
There was a hesitation.
Tell us something about Dorothy Parker, Giles. 27 seconds available, starting now.
Brevity is the soul of lingerie, is one of the great sayings of lovely Dorothy Parker, who also chimed...
Owen Chalmers.
A hesitation there, I think.
Oh, it was a poetic lilt. I was about to go American.
I don't think he actually hesitated within the rules of just a minute.
No, okay.
He elongated the word slightly, but...
Right. I wasn't sure when he was going to stop.
I know. Giles, another point to you. 19 seconds. Dorothy Parker, starting now.
I burn the candle at both ends. It will not last the night. But oh, my friends and are my foes, it gives a lovely light.
Clement, your challenge.
Oh my. It is either hesitation or deviation from the words that were written.
Yeah, the real deviation, I've just realised, is that isn't by Dorothy Parker.
That's right.
Yeah.
And
it was Edna St. Vincent Millay.
Yeah, it is Edna St. Vincent Millay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could we change the subject, perhaps?
No. They're all showing off their erudition. God, what bright people we have on Just a Minute. Clement, a correct challenge, 13 seconds. Dorothy Parker, starting now.
And in the morning, with a terrific hangover, Dorothy Parker rang for her maid and nothing happened. Eventually, she went down to the kitchen and there was a note on the table which said, "Dear Dorothy Parker, I have left because of the seal. I do not like seals. I would have mentioned this before, but didn't think it would come up."
Because we enjoyed the story, Clement, we let you go. I didn't, but I truly did. Clement also gets a point because he went 10 seconds over. And nobody interrupted.
Of course. The DVD extras version.
Right.
Just to 70 seconds.
Owen.
Can I do my Dorothy Parker quote? I think it's the best one. She said, "You can take a hoard of culture, but you can't make her think."
So we're moving into the final round, alas. Oh, you are lovely. And the situation is that Marcus Brigstock, who was here when we were some weeks ago at Hay on Wye, and...
it's a very, very long festival. Very few people realise how long it is.
And surprising, he's trailing a little because he did very, very well last time. Only came 1 point behind our winner. And in third
place... How's it going this time?
Well, you're trailing.
Yeah.
You're in a very good fourth place.
Oh, good. Excellent.
And Clement's in a very strong third place. Owen's in an excellent second place. And Giles are in a very strong lead. And that's the situation as we move into the final round. And it happens to be, Giles, your turn to begin. And the subject is a mug's game. 60 seconds starting now.
If you are wondering why I am here, then already we have something in common. Because I used to be a politician, and it is politics that is a mug's game. Only idiots go into it because you're humiliated at the end of the road. I was an MP until the people spoke, in my case in no uncertain terms. And I then had to take up collecting royal souvenirs, crockery with pictures of kings and queens on. It's a mug's game because there are so many of these royal bits of trinkery that you have.
Owen challenged.
This is a repetition of royal.
Yes. Royal.
Oh, yes. Yes. One was with an E and one was without. One was without. I was talking about the television royal family. I was coming on to that, and I've been talking about the royal family.
I know, you can
family.
Wriggle. Yeah. You can wriggle as much as you like. But even if that was true, Giles, it is the words which we listen to in just a minute, not the spelling. And so, Owen, you have a correct challenge, and you're moving forward on Giles. 29 seconds available. A mug's game starting now.
A mug's game is horse racing, which I am led to believe that Clement Freud is very fond of, although this particular man sitting on my left-hand side is apparently very good at it and wins lots of money. But as far as I'm concerned...
Marcus challenged.
I think it's a deviation because technically it's the horses that are good at it. No. Clement is a skillful gambler, I have no doubt at all, but it's the horses that are good at the horse racing. Clement, on the one occasion where he took part, and I'm sorry to even bring this up, Clement, came second, so...
Yeah, it's quite true. Clement did take part in a race a number of years ago. But he came second, unfortunately, right. The thing is...
Hey.
Did you win?
In what?
The race. The race we were talking about.
The 330
in Kempton.
Oh, nurse, he's on his
red
again.
Shergori won, yeah.
When you did your race long many years ago, I thought you came second.
No.
What, did you win?
No. The other man came second.
Oh, give him another bonus point. He won. But I must say, Marcus, I did feel that Owen was conveying that it was concerned with betting and was not just concerned with the horses. So the benefit of the doubt goes to Owen, and he has 17 seconds to continue with a mug's game starting now.
A mug's game can also be a game that I used to play when I was a little child, making faces. This is very funny, especially when you get a good face to make.
Giles challenge.
I just did a great face there. I didn't really want to do it.
Charming.
So, Marcus, what was your challenge?
I didn't challenge. I
challenged.
It was Giles.
I challenged.
I know I did. It was the end of the show. I was trying to give Marcus a chance to come in before we finish.
Oh, I see. Well, my challenge in that case was, which was kindly buzzed for me by Mr. Brandreth, ever the politician, was a repetition of face.
That's right, yes. Mm. But
that was what we meant, wasn't it, Giles?
But there's only 9 seconds to go, Giles, so I thought you could definitely be generous on this one and give Marcus a little chance, because he is trailing for once, which is unusual for him. And 9 seconds, Marcus.
Well, don't do that. Now they think I'm simple and pitiable.
He's just come from doing his own show, which went like a riot. Anyway, a mug's game is...
That wasn't my fault either. No.
9 seconds, Marcus. A mug's game starting now.
We played a mug's game when I worked at the Little Chef restaurant off the junction 36 of the M5, when we would all swap our mugs in the kitchen and...
So, Marcus Brigstock brought that round to a close, and he got that extra point for speaking as the whistle went, and he's finished up in a magnificent fourth place. But no disrespect, because he's triumphed on many occasions before. Just ahead of him was Clement Freud. A little couple of points ahead of him was Owen O'Neill. But a few points ahead of Owen was Giles Brandreth. So, Oz, you're in the lead, Giles. So we say this week, you are our winner. And so it only remains for me to say thank you to these four fine players of the game. And that was Owen O'Neill, Clement Freud, Marcus Brigstock and Giles Brandreth. My thanks to Judy Stevens, who's helped me with the score, blown her whistle so well. We're grateful to our producer, to Lucia Galani. And we're indebted to Ian Messiter, who created this amazing game. And we're also deeply indebted to this lovely festival audience here in this lovely tent at the Guardian Hay Festival at Hay-on-Wye. And again, on behalf of all our wonderful players and me, Nicholas Parsons, thank you for tuning in. Tune in the next time we play Just a Minute. Yes!